with Martin Besser.
Happy Lane, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's the coach, Jake White. Jake, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Martin. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Jake.
Pleasure.
Hey, Jake Gola here.
Hello, Gola. How are you, my friend?
Very good. Good to talk to you, coach. It's been a topsy-turvy couple of weeks for you, but last weekend you would have been quite happy with that, though. The injuries, Jake?
Yeah, last 2 weeks, in fact. We lost Wilson in that first game back, and then obviously two knee injuries last week. I mean, it's not often that you get three serious knee injuries in two games. So, yeah. But you know what? That comes with opportunities for other players, Colin. I mean, they all know now's a good chance for the other guys who've been waiting to play to take their chance.
And focus back on the URC as well, where I think the Vodacom Bulls have gone very, very well so far, as opposed to the European Cup competitions. How much of a distraction are those tournaments for you?
No, look, I mean, it's wonderful to play in all those competitions. I mean, I think anyone who reads into that, you know, we don't want to be there. We definitely want to be there. What we'd like to do is get our best players to be playing for our franchises against the best players from the other franchises. I think the one frustration all coaches are feeling is that we end up playing a lot against players that should be playing in South Africa. And if we can get that right, Kola, you know, you look at guys, and I'm just using names, Arkias Neyman, you know, Tyron Green, Jesse Creel, Andre Pollard, it'd be fantastic if they were all playing for the Bulls. It would make us so much stronger. It would make the four franchises stronger. So, yeah, I mean, we want to play in those cups.
Yeah.
I suppose like any competitive coach and any competitive team, we want to make sure that we get our best players on the field, get our best players to play every week against their best players and see how good we are.
And then local derbies, obviously massive.
Sure.
Yeah, you guys overcame the Lions, who are really good at home. They've not had the great season, but when they play at Tillis Park, it's a completely different kettle of fish. And they'd scored for 60 points the weekend before.
Yeah.
And you guys had a very, I thought, a great finish. One of the best finishes to a match I've seen in a while.
Yeah, look, they are a good team. I mean, especially at Ellis Park, and that's historically cool. I mean, if you look at the days when Kits Christie was coaching there as well, I mean, to play at Ellis Park, it's a wonderful venue. I mean, it's really, really a good venue. I mean, it's an iconic venue in the world of rugby, and it doesn't matter, you know, it never gets old. You walk down that tunnel and you get into the middle of that cauldron. It's for, even for me as a coach, it's a really wonderful thing. But saying that, you know, to get the win there and get a bonus point, especially with all the disruptions we had, was a massive boost for us. But as you quite rightly know, we're going into a couple of derby games now, Stormers, and then three big home games in front of our Loftus crowd. So hopefully we'll get the crowds here, and we'll make sure that it's as daunting as it was for us at Ellis Park.
I'm very excited about that. Jake, I'm so excited about the three derbies at Loftus back-to-back weekends as well. I think that's quite possibly unlikely. Hollywood Bet Sharks, 15th. Emirates Lions, come on over, 22nd. And then DHL Stormers, that's again, always a massive one, 1st of March. So those back-to-back games at Loftus Fashveld, I mean, does that give you a certain amount of confidence or momentum? It must be significant, right?
It is, because I mean, obviously you can sleep in your own bed and you can train on your own training grounds, and to be fair, what's happened as well, Martin, is we've played, I think we're in round 9 or 10 now, we've only played 2 URC home games. So I mean, this is now the block where we really need, you know, to kick on, and the way we will do that, I'm sure, is that if we get all the Bull supporters out here and fill it up and make sure that it becomes very, 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 very daunting for touring sides to come and play us here.
And that's the thing. I think it's a great opportunity, actually, to kick off the year and the seasons, and just, it'll be so lekker if those games are packed.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine spending 3 weekends at Loftus Fashveld watching the Bulls against all these other, and I must say, the fact that it's against Sharks, Stormers, Lions, I think it makes it even bigger.
Massive.
Because you can invite your chummies from, you know, if there's a Lions supporter, the Stormers, we know a lot of them stay up here as well.
Yeah, come watch them lose at Loftus.
Yeah, I actually think it's going to be an unusual, it's almost a bit of a first, isn't it? I can't remember a time where you could watch 3 back-to-back games against your, you know, your biggest foes here in South Africa at one stadium, that being Loftus.
Martin, I just must correct you there. I don't think too many Bulls guys have got chummies from the Lions.
Lions are okay, it's the Stormers.
I've been living in Pretoria a while. I've yet to meet a guy in Pretoria who's got a chummy in Cape Town.
That talks rugby. But I really do. And I said to the guys as well last year already, I said, I want to spend a lot more time at Loftus-Versfeld this year. That was possibly my only regret from last year, is that I didn't get to spend. And I'm inviting you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, let's make it something historic. Because it's three games starting now in February, halfway through February, 15-22-1 in a row. Lions,
man.
Stormers,
Sharks.
And you can just imagine, it's like it's going to be. I'm super excited about it. It's like you know, when you do these school things, inter-school and
yeah.
You know, it comes with all the vibe, and I know there's great lineups as well. I know they're going to put bands on the, you know, at the D field,
yeah,
and get a vibe going. I think it's going to be a pretty unusual, very cool vibe, yeah. Jake. I think the team should get excited about it.
Yeah, no, look, I must say we know what it's like to play in front of a big crowd, and you know, everyone. I know our numbers have been up over the last couple of years, and everyone is envious of the fact that we got such good supporters, Martin. I mean, the one thing they are very, very fanatical. They love you when you win, and they don't love you when you lose. I understand that. But let me tell you, the one thing about a Bulls supporter is they will, you know, when they come and they make a loud noise, I can tell you it's very intimidating for opposition teams to come to Loftus and play. You know, people talk about the altitude, and it is a factor, but let me also tell you, the crowd and the sort of feeling you get as an opposition player coming through the tunnel out onto that field is something that we must never, ever, you know, take for granted.
But I'm going to make myself comfortable, eh? I've already invited Felicity.
Yeah, Martin, they're going out of their way. Apparently, they're going to build you a deck and make you, one of the kingpins on the side of the field. So, I mean, I'm very happy about that.
Oaks, we are getting... Listen to this. Yes, we are getting the biggest deck.
Like a deck?
At Loftus-Versfeld for us. I'm talking, remember what we did with Drikus that one day?
Yes.
This is a much smaller one. But couches, DJ, bar. And we are going to, ons gaan onsself al neerplant.
Inside Loftus.
That's proper.
Don't worry, we'll obviously invite you as well. We'll invite. If you're listening right now and you want to join us for this experience, I will tell you how you can get that. But you will see us. If you're watching from somewhere else in the country, you'll see us on the cameras. Most importantly, I want you there with us.
Yeah.
I want you there with us. And if you're lucky to win a spot to join us on the deck as well, it's a pretty cool way to watch rugby at Loftus-Versfeld.
Yeah, look.
I'm not going to lie, Jake. So thank you very much for all that. We're going to brand it. Ons gaan vir ons daar so inrig. We may not move out again.
Yeah, might be permanent.
We'll be broadcasting from there, sleeping over.
People will be playing other games,
yes.
Other sports, soccer, soccer, and they'll be going, who are those people? They just never left. Jake, no, that's lots of excitement. And also kudos to Chanel and his team. I know they're putting up a show, man. They are going huge with the lineup. We're talking here about people like Pisang Skilly, Yevil, Cinnamon, Desmond in the Tutus, Matthew Mole, Zahn Sonicus. I'm definitely going to be there. Bring my band once or twice also for live music. We just want to make sure that it is probably the most historical back-to-back derbies that the Bulls has seen.
Yeah.
So backing you all the way. Jake, I know that people give you groot gas when you lose, but we are there.
Yeah, no, Martin, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, I mean, as I said, I've been coaching here for a while now, and I just know the impact of a full house at Loftus, and I know the impact of what it means to us to have a radio station like you that, I mean, every day, you know, you guys talk up the Bulls, and I can tell you it doesn't go unnoticed, and the players really... It really gets them excited. So hopefully we'll be able to make the Bulls fans proud in the next couple of weeks as well.
I'm sure you will, Jake. Either way, thank you very much for catching up. And stack the free say soon.
Bye, donkey.
Cheers, Jake. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Coach Jake White there. They are geared up.
Yeah.
Home ground advantage. A vibe. And this morning's show will have the first and by far... the biggest dick.
You didn't.
At any stadium that you've ever seen.
What is so funny?
Loftus, because it's important in life. You know how it works. You know how it works, Kola.
Hold on. Are we the first radio station in the country to have own...
Stadium-based.
I will phone around and it'll be like, you know, because now, of course, it's a competition.
Yeah.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.